comments. And to Montenegro, thanks a lot for sharing that information. Of course, I'm very interested to learn that. So please send us an email and tell us the information, and then we can have a look and see how that can help us. I'm sure that's really great. So, and to Austria and Johannes, yes, you're absolutely right. I share the same concern. Recycling can, of course, solve some issues, but will cause a lot of other problems. And there's a huge focus in the industry on the recycling, while we, from an analytical point of view, we really point to the fact that using less plastics, using plastics longer, is much more efficient in reducing the things, because there are so many issues related to recycling. And one thing is mechanical recycling, which has a lot of issues, but chemical recycling has many more issues, also more energy use in addition to the nanoplastic problems you point to. So you're absolutely right, and this is something we need to think about. So we cannot recycle ourselves out of this problem, I would say. And then the final comment to Michael from UNEC. So thanks for sharing also information of what is going on elsewhere. I would say that I very much agree with you. Plastics is an area of huge policy focus globally and regionally, but also an area where we're really suffering from good data. We're suffering from good data in the official statistical system. We need to get as much data out of that as we can. And I fully agree with you, as organizations, we need to work together to complement each other, to help doing this. So what we're doing here is a bit of an initiative from our start to start making things available and also start the dialogue so that we can actually adapt this as we go along. And I agree with you, the more we can take out of the system of economic and environmental accounts, the better. But some of it is not there, and then we need to find other sources. So let's work together on this in the coming years. I look forward to that.